Hello, Beauty News family.
Are we Welcome. Recording?
Yeah, we are.
We've been recording for 3 minutes, so we've been yakking.
We have. We've been having a good old chit-chat. So we thought we would sit down and do a little bit of an old school wine time. We're not
with
at
tea.
Our table. Yeah, we got a tea. We're not at our wine time table because the thought of moving all of the lights and the audio setup and the camera.
Can't be fucked.
Headache.
Can't
it's easier
fucked.
To sit here where we have our beautiful little setup, nice
yes.
and simple, and it works.
Hopefully.
We've mastered it over the years.
Except for the audio. But
well, listen, Isaac Hansen uses this system. We know it's good.
That's
we
true.
Know it's good.
Hayley was on the balcony before and I said, validation, because I follow all the members yeah. of Hansen on Instagram. It
is and also this was very expensive.
Yeah, this thing that we're using. And I'm like, Isaac Hansen just bought it.
See, it was
on,
meant to be.
On Osher Ginsburg's
See?
Recommendation, I'm like,
See?
We're in the crew.
We are.
I'm like,
we're famous by association.
Yes. Yeah, Audio Equipment Association.
Correct.
Anyway, so we thought we'll sit down and do, this was actually just going to be a podcast.
Yeah.
But then we thought, content.
Yeah. And we'll get into why.
Yeah.
About content.
Content.
Important
yeah.
later.
But I actually really enjoy, and we want in the start of the, you know, or sometime next year, we want to start doing more sort of
chatty
podcast
style.
Exclusive sort yep. of stuff. Because we do love sitting around having a chat.
Yeah, we do.
And I particularly like doing it. This is going to sound really strange. I particularly like doing it off camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
you don't
know
have
what
to
it
look
is.
Good.
You don't have to look good.
No.
You don't have to like, you can just sit back and chat and
chill.
Yeah, I found
it's
like
nice.
the Game of Thrones ones we did were enjoyable
oh, mate,
to film.
They're the best. And they're even like, they're great just to listen to.
Yeah. So
I love them.
We do want to do more of those in the new year because it would sort of gets our sort of chatty side out.
Yeah.
And I think in the past year, we haven't really done many chats. We've
no.
just done like beauty news.
Yeah.
We do monthly live chats with our members.
Yeah.
But besides that,
shit,
it's sort of like
we must do the November one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's spaghetti.
I feel like we just did one.
I know. It's because we got the October one at the tail end again.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, we're at the tail end of November.
We
again.
Are.
We'll
my God.
We'll remember.
We'll get
There's
there.
A lot of things to remember these days.
There is.
But yeah, if you couldn't tell, this is chatty. It's going to be rambly, and the topic is going to be sort of our journey with beauty news
yeah.
and how sort of our perception and our thoughts and everything about the beauty community has sort of changed. We're not going to talk about drama because we're
no.
not interested in drama. Too old for that shit. We sip our tea, not spill our tea.
That's it.
But yeah, it's just going to be something that we sort of feel like we've been wanting to talk about and get off our chest
yeah.
for a while, so we may as well do it now.
May as well update
and,
you.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I think also because it's the tail end of the year, things are going to change a little bit next year.
Yeah.
And when we do figure out our schedule and what exactly we want to do, we will update you in a sort of update video. But at least this gives context about why things are
yeah.
going to change a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, where do we start?
I think we may as well go back to the beginning because that's kind of where this actually starts.
Yeah.
You can't tell this story until you know where we started.
Mm-hmm.
And we started Beauty News in 2015.
16.
Oh, was
it?
It
was like January 2016.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah it was
yeah,
actually.
It was
yeah. And yeah, it started out as just, you know, beauty news as you know it today, sitting down talking about new release beauty
mm-hmm.
stuff. And we had a nice little following.
They
were,
yeah.
You know, very, it was a very small following. We were, like, I still remember when we had like 1,000 subs.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I think we had, yeah, yeah. The 1,000 subs was a nice time.
Yeah.
Looking back though, so a lot of people won't realize that we've been doing beauty news for so long, but because we don't number the episodes, we should.
No,
we should go
we
back
should.
And just number them all. Be like,
my
this
gold.
Is episode 562.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, just be like, meh.
I'm not going to number them all, but I can find out how many we've
yeah,
done and
true.
Start numbering
you
them.
You can do that, maybe just
yeah.
out of curiosity. But
yeah.
we've been doing it for a long time. It originally started. We got together because we both had our own channels. Some people think that we started our channels after Beauty News. We had our channels years before Beauty News, and that's how we met.
Yeah.
And then what ended up happening was we decided to come together about once a month and film Beauty News And we uploaded it on both our channels. So it was sort of like a collaboration, but it'd go up on both our channels. So each of our followers can watch it without having to go across to the other person's channel if they didn't want to.
And some of our like followers who were following both of us, they would watch it on both channels. Yeah. They're like, how do I choose who to give the ad revenue to? I watch it on both.
Or they'd watch half on one and half on the other.
Yeah.
I was actually looking back at those days and we were only covering like 12 items an episode. And I'm like,
it was beautiful. Oh,
it was such a good time.
It was so good.
Such a good time.
I miss those days.
I miss those days too. So, yeah, that's how we started. And we did that for about 6 months. And I think as it was getting more popular, we started doing it twice a month. So every fortnight we'd have an episode. And then we got to a point where we thought, fuck it.
Let's do it weekly.
Let's just do it, do its own channel, its own channel and have a weekly video up. And the way we did that, because I was still working full time at the time, we didn't want to film every weekend.
No.
Because it was too much. So we filmed every second weekend and we would film beauty news and another video.
Yes.
So we would put a video up every Friday and, yeah, about midway through 2016, we started the channel and we did it that way. And once again, we had a little following. Like you said, I remember when we had like 700 views and maxed out at like 1,000 subs.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a good time. That's also around the time that we, I think we started the groups.
Yeah, we started Beauty News Group then.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Not Beauty News came quite a bit later.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started Beauty News as a way to bring a different type of beauty group to the Facebook beauty community because there was hundreds and hundreds of beauty groups and they're all very much the same. Lots of people just posting looks and...
What do you think about Estee Lauder Double
Wear? Oh my God, Estee Lauder Double Wear. I swear to God, you could not go on my Facebook feed at any time of the day without seeing two or three posts from people in sometimes the same group asking, what do you think about Estee Lauder Double Wear? And I was like, I remember saying to Kat, like, I don't want that.
None of that.
Like,
no,
if that's what you want to create,
We're not interested.
I'm not having a part of it.
Yeah.
And we decided that the Beauty News Facebook group should be about just new releases.
And discussing it with people who...
Are like-minded. Yeah.
And we thought it was a really nice way because we were getting, you know, great comments and great interactions from our community. And we felt like, we didn't feel like creators. We felt like we were community members.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and that's what the beauty about having a smaller channel is. You really feel like you're on the community side of it.
Yeah.
You're not, people aren't looking to you to... say the right thing or make sure that everything is correct. You're just sharing information
just like
in a
them.
Community. Yeah,
you're just like them, except you sit down in front of a camera and talk about
you
it.
You sort of represent them a little bit in a sense that you bring them all together.
Yeah.
And we thought the group was a great way for our community members to chat, and get to know each other, and we still know people from those days.
Oh, mate.
There are some...
They're
like,
still around.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love it as well. Like
sometimes I see people that just like they'll leave a comment on one of my videos. I love you. Miss your beautiful face.
So that was a really great time. And I think, so in December that year, because we were doing the alternating beauty news 1 week and a different video a different week, and we would try different things, whether it was, you know, I don't know, testing makeup or doing face chart thing or whatever it was, some crap. We decided to test out the Jeffree Star highlighter, the black one, and when we were like, we're not going to actually ever use this, what do we do to sort of get another video out of it? And Hayley suggested destroying it because at that time, I think it was the gold one was breaking a lot, and it came out that, I don't know, a crate of highlighters were dropped and they were really fragile.
Yeah.
But the speculation out of it was that the pans, since they were so big, they were so thin and they didn't actually contain much product, but they were spread so thinly that they cracked.
Were breaking,
And so we thought, let's have a look.
Let's cut it open and have a look.
Yeah. And then that was sort of like the start of a completely different path for us.
Yeah.
And I remember by the end of that year, so that was in early December, and I think by New Year's, I think we had like 15,000 followers.
So, yeah.
Which, if you go from having like 1,000 to 15,000 in a couple of weeks, it's a lot. And so we had a lot of hate. That was really sort of shocking to deal with. And that's something that, you know, it's hard to deal with. But
It's a thing. Especially in the beauty community.
Yeah, especially when you do something controversial that people don't understand. Ooh, they get upset.
Oh, mate, they do.
Yeah, but we decided in the new year, like, we're going to run with this and we're going to give it a crack and we're going to try to create more content. And all the videos are doing super well because it was a different sort of idea, I guess, to what was out there at the time.
Yeah.
And a different approach to sort of beauty videos.
Yeah.
So 2017 for us, I would say, was the year of a lot of firsts.
Mm.
We had more opportunities come our way. Nothing like brand opportunities or anything, but like, you know, all of a sudden.
Brand trips to Bora Bora. Nah. Thanks very much.
Nah, mate. Still stuck in Melbourne.
No fucking PR.
No. If none anything, of that. We were dropped off a lot of PR.
We were. No sponsorships, nothing like that.
But the opportunities were more like we got to go to VidCon and, we'd go to YouTube events and, we got our only play button.
Yeah.
So there was a few sort of things.
YouTube embraced us.
YouTube did. Everyone else was like, these people are problematic.
Yeah.
I even was told by a PR company that they didn't want to deal with us because, what was the term?
We were...
too raw or something?
Yeah. We're too raw for PR.
Yeah, so it took us...
How times have changed, my darlings.
Yeah. But it was interesting, though. It probably took us about 2 years for PR to be like, oh, I'm not so scared about them. So 2017 was an interesting one. We were going up and up and up in subscribers. And it was probably the year that we started getting stopped at like makeup shops to be like, oh my God. So it was an interesting year. And I think we were sort of, cause we were hitting a lot of milestones and being invited to cool things and meeting some cool people. And again, not in the beauty community, just more in the YouTube community. It was one of those years that you're sort of running on a little bit of adrenaline.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like fun and just what's like happening next and
flew past.
Yeah. It went so quickly. And then I think, so that was a sort of fun year. That was a huge year for learning, though.
It was,
because all of a sudden we felt the shift from being the community to being a creator.
Yeah.
And we didn't want that to happen.
But it happened. It happened. And what causes it? Numbers.
numbers.
Too many subscribers.
Yeah, all of a sudden you've got a certain amount of numbers and you should know better.
Yeah.
You should be this. You are a role model. Yeah.
You are.
You put yourself in the public eye. I should be able to tell you you're a stupid fucking bitch.
Yep. I'm allowed to judge you because you put yourself out there. Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
And it's not just like, I'm allowed to judge you privately because you put yourself out there. It's, I'm allowed to judge you publicly to your face.
Yeah.
Not quite to my face, but on a computer for everyone to see. And also, you're not allowed to be upset at me about it.
Yeah.
Because you put yourself out there and I'm like,
if you reply, you're defensive. Oh my God, they're so defensive.
And I'm like, bitch, you fucking put yourself out there with your comment.
Yeah.
Mate, we're both out there.
Yeah, that was a hard year where we really had to, I think, curb the way that we did what
deal
we
with
did.
It.
We learnt a lot and we changed a lot. Not that we became more PC, because I think in our hearts we were always like, we're never coming from a place of trying to upset people. But we just learnt that all of a sudden we would say something and it will get back to someone.
Mm.
And we just thought, okay, we're cutting out drama. We're not talking about other channels because we know what it feels like all of a sudden to be...
Can we rewind a little bit?
Yeah.
The reason we did discuss drama on Beauty News as part of Beauty News, because it kind of was like... we considered beauty-related drama
to be news.
Beauty news. Yeah. So we did talk about it on Beauty News episodes.
In the early days.
Yeah. And we, like, this was just before beauty drama channels really took off.
But
I remember saying to Kat, beauty drama is going to be massive on YouTube. We should discuss it. It's part of the community.
Yeah.
It's relevant to our content. And it's going to be massive. So let's do it. And we did, and it was good for a while, but as your following grows, so does the people who get upset about it.
Yeah, and I think also we, once again, when we had the shift from, the reluctant shift from community to creator,
yeah,
we learnt that
it's actually not so easy.
Yeah, and
to be on the receiving end of it.
Yeah, and also we learned how incorrect people's information is.
Yes.
So we came across, like, people were sending us links to things where we would come across people discussing us personally and making really ridiculous assumptions about our lifestyles or where we live or where we work or what we do. Based on little snippets of information they got. And we're like, whoa, that is so wrong that we started realizing when we're talking about Jacqueline Hill's this or
Jeffree Star's that.
It's literally the tip of the iceberg and chances are it's completely wrong.
Yep.
And we don't know the people, so why are we talking about them?
Yep.
So it got to a stage where we learnt from being on the other end that it doesn't feel good. It's actually incorrect. And having people perpetuate lies and rumors and assumptions, which are generally extremely negative assumptions about about creators, especially like if you think about it, okay, we've got our own channels and we film our own videos, but you might maximum see 2 hours of our week each.
Yeah.
Maximum. 2 hours. Yeah. And that's us dedicated to talking about a topic.
Makeup.
It does not reflect the person. It does not reflect how they live. It does not reflect their lifestyle. It does not reflect, you know, people they hang out with. So the fact that people would make such wild assumptions about people's lifestyles on such a small bit of information, we just learned that we can't perpetuate that.
No.
It doesn't feel good. It's not right. And we learned firsthand that it's just not right.
Yeah. It's not comfortable doing that anymore.
The information's incorrect. Spreading rumors just feels bad. And also when you know that you've got a platform where it can go back to the person, it even feels even worse.
Yeah.
So we really had to learn the hard way to pull that back.
Yeah.
And
not talk about people's...
Yeah.
Even, I was going to say private business, but I suppose it's made public by the internet.
Yeah.
But I still did not feel comfortable after learning the hard way. I still did not feel comfortable talking about anyone in any way like that.
No.
And it just...
Yeah. Yeah. And we do get people still asking us what we think about the blah, blah drama. And we kept quiet about like the Tati and James Charles thing and all that kind of stuff because it's not our business. I don't know them personally.
No.
I can't speak from first-hand information. It's all based on rumors.
Yeah.
So why?
I don't feel like I have any business talking about that.
And why do I need to chime in?
No.
I don't need to. And that's probably also one of the elements where our channels probably has stagnated is because if we did talk about drama, we could really get the drama views and really start getting some of that YouTube money.
Mm.
But we just don't feel comfortable doing it. And I think also... that year, I think 2017 for us was a year of learning things the hard way. We made a lot of mistakes. We realized that using, I don't know, saying things in certain ways or talking about other influencers, it just doesn't, like, it. The intention that we had was not
dirty.
To upset people, but that was the end result and we just didn't want to repeat it. So that year was pretty hard for us.
Yeah.
It was sort of exciting, but it was also really devastating. And, we learned a lot. Learned the hard way, but we learned a lot.
I remember one specific incident where we were talking about something being cruelty-free or... Huda Lashes. We were talking about the mink lashes and she claimed that they were ethically sourced and considered cruelty-free in the way that they were sourced.
Oh,
and I remember... being like, well, I don't know where she gets it from. I don't know what her lab's policy is. I don't know anything about it. I'm not commenting on it.
Yeah.
And there was a real like fuss about it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And someone came along and were talking about
they're saying we're hypocrites.
Hypocrites because you said that that no animal hairbrushes are ever possibly cruelty-free and blah, blah, blah. And we were like, we never said that, ever. I use animal hair brushes. I've never made claims that, you know, I think anything in particular about that. Kat is a vegetarian. And it actually turned out the person fact-checked themselves and said, oh, my bad, it was actually Kimberly Clark who said that, not you.
Yeah, but in that meantime, though, there was a lot of people that got, like, upset at us being like, you're hypocrites.
Yeah, and we're trying to defend ourselves. And I'm like,
we never said that. And I remember I looked back at all videos.
Yes, I spent hours and hours
yeah,
that day.
Wherever we talked about animal hair brushes or lashes, I looked back at every video. I remember saying to that comment, can you please point me to where we said that, because that's something that we would not say, so I'm a bit confused where you got it from. And when she did look back, and this was, mind you, it'd been up for days, and there was like a thread about how fucking horrible we are, and then finally down the bottom she's like, oh, my bad, it's Kimberly Clark who said it. And I was just like this just shows
your words have weight and they do some serious damage.
Yeah, but also the fact that she planted a seed that, like, we were such hypocrites and all this kind of stuff. You know, okay, sometimes opinions about products or trends change.
Yeah.
Like, if you look back at what we might have said about nude eyeshadow palettes a year ago, yeah, it might be like, yawn, so boring. But now I'm like, oh, so wearable.
Oh, my God, they all look like the Naked palette. Yeah. Get off. Fucking imagination.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're being hypocritical. It just means that what you're looking for in makeup has changed.
Trends, especially with makeup. Yeah. Like that, you know, makeup and fashion, like.
Yeah.
It changes all the time. It changes with the season. It changes with the day.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think, that year I think we had the most blow-ups about little things that we said that people got really upset about. And I think that really taught us that, you know, if there's a topic that we sense is going to be cause an issue, either don't talk about it or skim over it really quickly so people aren't raging at us just for
every bloody
talking
week.
About a
and
release.
Actually, at that point, it wasn't even once a week. It was actually twice a week.
Yeah, because we were uploading beauty news twice a week.
We were doing new stuff in one video and updates in another, and I do not miss those days.
Oh, my God. And that leads on to 2018, I reckon, for us, which was the year of major burnout. And we've never discussed this, but last year for us, we really struggled.
We killed ourselves.
We really struggled. So we were at a stage where the makeup breakup as a series was running its course.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is that, like, there are still people that really like the series.
Absolutely. And we love you for watching.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you. But it gets to a point where, because there's so many episodes out there, and it's no longer new and interesting. It's like, yeah, you see it every week.
Yeah.
And we were at the stage where we're like, oh, another highliner, another fucking eyeshadow palette. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even we were getting bored with it.
Yeah, so it was sort of plateauing and not losing views, but the views were going down. Yeah. It was no longer something that we could sort of justify putting a lot of money into because it wasn't making any money.
But not just that, it's actually really difficult to find products that are interesting enough to feature.
Oh, that's hard.
Literally the hardest part.
We sometimes go to the shops and we will browse Sephora, browse Mecca, browse Maya, browse David Jones. We're like, nothing.
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 Yeah.
There is nothing. So, we really tried to keep that happening.
Mm.
And at the same time, because we were like, oh, this isn't working as it used to, we need it now. Come up with different ideas.
Yeah.
So once again, similar to when we started, we started just creating different content. Reaction videos, more testing of weird products, more vlogs, more random, we're doing more content.
Yeah. And that Monday was, content.
Yeah. And that was to see what would stick and what we could potentially turn a series out of. And the only thing that really did stick, but then cruel twist of fate, we couldn't fucking continue it, was the checking expiry dates of makeup. Yeah. And the reason why that couldn't continue was because I think after these websites that had like the shelf or the production date of products, after they sort of, or the brands caught wind that this was happening, they started pulling their like brands from these websites. So we had orders from certain websites like iHerb. We would see how old the makeup is on iHerb.
There was like not a single item in there that we could
batch check. Yeah, we'd have like a box of like 10 products, and we're like, there's one product that comes up with the result. So because of that, that was the only probably series that we did other than the makeup breakup that could have been a really good series, but it wasn't meant to be. So yeah, 2018, we really tried a lot, and we really wanted to go, okay, let's build the momentum and see how things go. And then we burnt out. It was bad. I think around that time as well, that was around when we were still doing two episodes of the beauty news every week.
Yeah.
And people don't really understand the work that goes into beauty news. And I'm not saying, well, is me. Like, we choose to do this work and we really enjoy doing it. But I would say a standard beauty news episode would take at least 3 days to create. We spread research over
a week.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
But if you were to jam it all into...
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd take 3 solid days to create. And we were doing that twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we... I think the only day I sort of had off was Monday.
Yeah.
And that was the day where I'd film my content.
Yeah, that was the day where I was editing photos.
Yeah, so we were fucked, and I would be editing all day Saturday.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we'd be finishing it and like re-editing it on like Sundays, and it would be going up on Monday, and then so the
working
Monday was
till
like
2 or 3 a.m. Oh,
and then we're doing extra content and the makeup breakup, and it just got to a point where we were really unhappy.
Yeah, it was the workload was simply too much.
It was too much. And I think what we were getting out of it was again minimum wage and a lot of hate.
Yeah.
So we sort of hit a low point where there were times that we were like, let's fuck this off.
In the end, we decided to give away the Monday episode of Beauty News, which was the updates, and just incorporate updates and new stuff into
longer episodes. Yeah.
And
which gave us back our weekends.
It's given us back our weekends, which we appreciate.
Because for three years, we had no weekends.
Yeah. I feel like they're manageable. And there are some times when we sit down to film beauty news and we go, we're not talking about this or this or this because...
Yeah. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. And we don't need the episode to be an hour and 45 minutes long. Yeah. It's going to be an hour and a half long. So, you know, we gave that up. But we were still doing 3 videos a week. We were doing random content on Monday, makeup breakup on a Wednesday. And then it got down to Christmas. We decided to do 5 videos a week to celebrate the Christmas month of December. And we delivered. We actually did a little bit more. There were some days when we had 7 videos.
Yeah, some weeks,
And actually, another thing that happened in 2017, which I want to go back to, we did 31 or 30 days of videos after we got back from Japan.
We did.
We managed.
But we were running. That was when we were running off like adrenaline. And I think also because.
But even in December, we were just like.
December was I remember last year. Okay. So I think the difference for me, I feel like the years are so different.
I know, right?
They're so
do
like.
Do they feel like 100 years ago?
They do feel like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember 2017, it was just like. You could literally fart on camera and just get like 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what is happening? And and that was a hard thing because you're like, okay, it's growing, which is really cool. And it's encouraging you to keep going. But like I said, we were dealing with the backlash of like adapting to...
getting new to our new life. Yeah, getting used to our new life.
Yeah, having a bigger channel and the complications that come around that. So that was a really interesting year. But then I felt like 2018 was a grind.
Yeah, it was a grind.
Where we were really trying, but things just weren't working out.
No.
And it was like anything you did would sort of... I felt like it would turn to shit.
Yep.
And so by the end of it, when we're like, okay, let's pep ourselves up and do like a Christmas sort of month where we're celebrating Christmas, we'll end the year and we'll have fun. Even though I think we did that pretty well.
We did. We succeeded.
We succeeded at it. But I also feel like there were some days we're just like, oh my God.
It fucking killed me.
Yeah.
It fucking killed me. Yeah. Editing and prepping those videos every single day. And, you know, we pre-filmed a lot, right? We're not dumb. We know how YouTube works, and we know filming a video and editing a video, publishing a video every single day, like you're going to get, it's impossible. It's so difficult. You literally have to be working from the moment you wake up until the early, early hours, go to bed, get up and do it again. Like it's impossible. So we pre-filmed a lot. We were prepared. We had a lot of things pre-edited.
Yeah.
Still didn't matter somehow.
Somehow it was still hard.
It was just such a... I don't even know. I don't know the word for it. It's like working a 72-hour shift.
Yeah.
Fucking 4 weeks in a row. Like, it's a lot. It was...
Yeah, it was exhausting. It was tough. So, so I think that ended that year of sort of like... burnout. And I do remember mid-year, I remember in December, in July, that year, you struggled big time.
Oh, I was...
You were...
I've been burnt out with YouTube for a long time.
Yeah.
And the problem with me was I felt like, sort of like you said in 2017, we were working on adrenaline. And I don't think I realised that I was burnt out until it was...
Too late.
Too late. Yeah. And it was so too late that I was... like borderline should have been locked in a room for a little while.
Yeah, I remember you were really down and really
over everything.
Yeah,
I hated
you
everything.
Were grumpy at most things. Yep. I think around that time any sort of like negative response to sort of videos and stuff, we were just like, fuck it. Yep. I'm not even looking at the computer. Nah. Go get fucked.
Yeah.
And it there was a point, and this was also a hard thing that we're sort of trying to get over now, because you were in a community and you're trying to nurture this community that you really, really value, and you love the people in there. And then you start learning that there are like moles in the community where there's people that just hate you, but they're like secretly trying to watch what you're doing
or legitimately pretending to be your friend
to get like, you know, information from you and stuff. So we learnt around that time that it's like you want to love your community, but you also there are people in there that you don't trust, and it makes it so hard when you're burnt out, you've spent all this energy doing these videos that you don't have heaps of passion for just because you're in a horrible mind, like frame of mind. And then
you're
having
like working a bit like a robot, like you're on sort of like autopilot, just doing what you know that you have to do to make sure that you are doing your job essentially.
Yeah. And then it got into more of a routine job type thing.
Mm.
But then you have the, but then you had like the sort of, I don't know, the dread kind of feeling whenever someone would like send you some horrible comment and you just can't shake it off.
Or they'd send you a link and you're like, have you seen this? And you're like, sometimes I would get messages where they're like, oh my God, have you seen this? And it's just a link. And I'm like, that could be something that is, it could be a cute fucking kitten video for all I know. Or I could be stepping into another situation where strangers are calling me an alcoholic and saying horrible things about me and my family who they don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
And that really plays on you.
It does.
It plays on you. And I think in 2018 was a year that I became really private.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I went through my Facebook list and I deleted... hundreds of friends that I'm like,
I don't trust you,
or I don't know you well enough anymore, or why did you add me? And I just became really private. And and I'm going to say, and my partner probably says that sometimes a little bit paranoid, but at the same time, I just turn back to him and say, well, it's not paranoia when it's actually like it's based legit. In fact. So there are times where like, oh, this is going to sound so bad. It's going to make me sound like such a crazy person. There are times where he will meet someone random and he'll be like, I'm thinking of inviting over blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who are they?
Yeah.
Why are you inviting them to my house? Do I know them? Do they know me? I'd get really like, like, can we meet them somewhere external?
But it's for valid reasons, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we have had some things in the past, like you find out that people are trying to decipher where you live. You get situations where people prank call you. Or abusive calling you, the police that get involved.
Result in people going to court and being charged for things.
Yeah, harassment.
That they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, so it's you become a little bit, I become very, very private.
Yeah.
And I used to have a vlog channel and I really did enjoy vlogging.
I
want to
talk about vlogging.
Yeah, because we used to both vlog. And
I miss vlogging so much.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get back into it, but I also need to get my head around a way to do it where I still feel happy about my privacy.
But that's the hard part about it, though, is that I feel like if you're going to share your life on camera, there's an element of you have to share your life on camera.
Yeah.
And I went back through my vlog because I had a separate channel because I didn't want to like annoy the people that wanted to watch my other channel. So I just had to like, you know, if you want to watch it, cool, it's there. And I just found that there were people that were going back and looking at where I was going and where I work or where I live based on the videos and, you know, where was the building that I was filming outside of. And it made me so uncomfortable. It made me so uncomfortable to the
point. That's really weird behavior, though.
Yeah, but I put everything on private.
It's fine if you're like, oh my God, Hayley's vlogging at Chadstone. I live near Chadstone. She sometimes goes to Chadstone. I might see her there one day. That's normal.
Yeah.
But when you're like, oh, that
road is near
that
there.
That road, that like obscure road, or I've seen that house in that obscure road because my friend blah blah lives blah 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 and 7 degrees of separation and I can maybe work out where someone lives. Like, why?
And they tell you.
Yeah, they
do. Some people would be like, I know where you're driving. I know where this is. I know whereabouts you live. And you're like,
that's
what the fuck?
But
why? It's weird. Yeah. So, and the thing that's also strange about it is that in our lives, and I think a few people, like we do know people that we've become sort of friends with that are subscribers. Yeah. And I think they find it strange that I think if you're a subscriber or you're in the beauty community and you're like, you watch our channel, you sort of see us as being different to
how we
actually are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just normal people that that are just normal people. And so when people are trying to like track you down or I want to come to Melbourne and I want to meet you and you're like, why?
We've had that a lot and it's not like just a recent thing. We've had that for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Since
and it's
the start.
Weird.
And it's like, it's very flattering, but
We don't understand it.
We don't understand it. And also we get it so often.
Yeah.
So often. And it's just like, I can't come and meet you in the city on a Tuesday because it's my work day.
Yeah.
And so is every other day during the week. And like,
we've actually had people come to Melbourne and then get angry at us because we couldn't spend a weekend hanging out with them. And I'm like,
I don't even get to see my friends who I've been friends with for like 20 plus years that often.
Yeah.
Like for me to spend a weekend, like earlier this year, I went away for a weekend with my oldest friends, my closest friends. And that had to be like planned out like a military operation for me to make that work and fit in my life.
Yeah.
Because we're not just like we don't just create YouTube content that takes like a couple of hours a week. We spend a lot of hours doing it. We also have our individual channels and we have lives that require work outside of what you see on YouTube. So I just find it really funny that people almost expect us to drop everything for them.
Yeah.
And
it's also like we've never heard from them before. There are a few people that if they're like, I'm coming to Melbourne and
we
I'll
know
be like,
who they
I know
are.
Who you are. We've been
we're
emailing,
meeting up.
We're meeting,
yes.
totally looking forward to it. But when people are like, hi, you don't know me, but I'll be in this area on a Saturday. Come meet me because I watch your channel. You're like,
Who are you?
Sorry. Wait, do I know you?
Like,
it's really strange. So, you know, I think when that was paired with burnout, we actually resented it a little bit.
Yeah. And also what really, like, another thing that I hate about meeting subscribers sometimes is if I don't know who they are based on our online interaction, you might actually be one of those strange people who are doing something
that's another
strange.
Thing. That's
so
another thing.
That's kind of where that's coming from.
Yeah, yeah. Like because you do. You become very, very cautious and very... I become very security-like aware and, like, private.
Like, I don't want to meet up with someone who potentially threatened to kill me over the telephone. Just saying.
Yeah, and that's a thing that people don't realise. So I think we've pulled back a lot from the community for all these reasons. But I do want to say everyone we've met in person, they've all been super
so
fucking
lovely. Yeah.
And every time someone comes up to me at the shop or says hello,
I value it.
And it really reminds me of like what we've got and how lucky we are. And it always brings me back to going, oh, these people are so lovely.
Everyone
I met is so beautiful.
I do want to say that people
that come up to us are really lovely, but I'm sure for every person that's come up to us, there's at least 20 people that are like,
those bitches. Yeah, we don't, like, we have just told some very, like, sort of, like, the extreme of the negative.
Yeah.
But that's just to sort of give you an idea of...
why we're cautious.
Why we're cautious. But, like, whenever someone comes up to me in public and they're like, I watch you on Beauty News, I'm like, oh my God,
They're so lovely. Yeah,
like,
I love it too. It's really, really sweet.
And I would never, ever, ever want to discourage anyone from saying hello.
Yeah.
If they see me in public, just don't call my telephone.
Yes.
Please?
And don't stalk our houses and don't try to figure out who our relatives are and all this kind of stuff.
Please don't try to work out where
weird.
I live. Like,
and don't fly all the way to Australia hoping that we'll be hanging around waiting for you. It's very, very strange.
We can't.
Yeah. So 2018 was hard because we were dealing with...
burnout and strange things.
Strange events.
Yeah.
I think this year has been a lot better in terms of how we've seen things.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's also meant that we have had to cut a lot out. So that's why we deleted the Not Beauty News group.
Yeah.
I was actually really surprised that when we deleted that group, which was an offshoot from the original Beauty News group. So Beauty News was just about new release beauty stuff. And that group's really great because people could discuss new release stuff. They can share things that they find really interesting and helps us researching the episodes and helps sort of mold the episodes as well. So if you love a particular brand that's not on our radar, put it on our radar and we might talk about it. So it's, you know, it's been a great way to learn about a lot of new releases and a lot of new brands.
Yeah.
And so we really value that group.
Yeah.
But the community from that group really wanted us to create an offshoot where they can talk about other stuff, other beauty related stuff. And that group had been going for a few years. And
like all baby things, it was beautiful to begin.
Yeah, but it also was just a general beauty group and they're always trash.
Yeah. The more people that are in there.
The more people that are in there, the harder it is to control.
Yeah.
The more people that are trying to do shit things.
You have rules. No one follows them.
No. And it just got to the point where it just wasn't worth the effort. So people are like, I remember when we would say, look, we're going to delete the group or something. And I remember people would be like, why are you doing this? You're making money out of this. I'm like, no, we're not.
You don't make money off Facebook groups.
No one makes money off Facebook. They're like, yeah, but it's promotion for your own stuff.
It was promotion for jack shit.
We don't promote it. It was like no promotion in that group. Exactly. So, you know, so it was, what it was a time drain and a headache.
Yeah.
At least once a week, there'd be a flare up of someone saying some racist fucking horrible shit or someone yelling at someone for some stupid thing. There were people that were trying to scam people,
The amount of
people that were trying to do live chats in it to promote their own content. I'm like, actual fuck?
I will always feel bad for our mods.
Yeah.
Who would be like, I'll babysit it.
Yeah.
I remember for me, like, I never really wanted to start Not Beauty News because I had been a part of lots of beauty related Facebook groups over many years on Facebook. And I ended up leaving all of them, and all for the same reason. They got too big and they got toxic and it was out of control.
Yeah. And also, mind you, this was around the time where we probably started it or... Anyway, it started around the time where drama became really big and the cancel culture became really big. So no one could mention anyone of that had any controversy or minor controversy without someone attacking the person for liking them or posting about them or using something. And it just became fucking toxic.
Yeah.
And we felt embarrassed being responsible for it.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where we're like, this has got to go.
Yeah, there was
cut off the fucking gangrene leg.
Absolutely. Cut it off before it spreads.
Yeah, before it spreads.
There was a specific post. I can't even remember what the post was about, but it was getting out of control and people were fighting and everyone was busy. The mods were busy. It was a weekend, right?
Yeah, and we don't expect our mods to...
They
don't get paid. We don't expect them to, you know, babysit something for 12 hours a day until the other person taps on.
Yeah.
Like, this is a volunteer thing, and they did it because they were fans of the groups.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad every time that they had to deal with bullshit.
I remember this particular day... People were fighting in a thread about some fucking
probably something
bullshit.
Irrelevant and
ridiculous. Pretty much. And I was getting ready to go to one of my best friend's 30th birthday parties, and it was time for me to leave. So I would be there on time when I promised that I would be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I left a post saying, right, I've got to go out. I'm not babysitting this thread. Behave yourselves. I'm closing the thread. Like people can't leave comments. And usually when I would leave a post like that, I would leave the thread open for a few minutes. And I posted that and ordered an Uber, and it only took a minute for someone to comment back, this is your job. You should be here babysitting this thread. And I was like, bitch, fucking what?
It's not our job.
This is not my job. It's not my job to babysit you while you abuse people on the internet for the most mundane, stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking go outside and get a life.
Oh, we used to get messages from people being like, can you tell them off for disagreeing with
me? I'm not your mother. And I'm like,
no. People have the right to disagree with you.
Read the rules.
And they're like, oh, but they just keep talking. I'm like, because you keep replying.
Stop replying.
So, yeah, the groups were, I would consider it as, if you had a full-time job, it would be your volunteer position that you fucking felt obligated to do, but you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. We got nothing out of it. I remember people posting and complaining about our channel in our group.
Yeah.
And then people are like, are you actually fucking high? Do you not know that the people that created that content run this group? And they're like, no. So we didn't get any advertising out of it. It never came back to promoting our channel.
It was negative.
It was negative. So, but it was just one of those things that it was that fucking headache. It was always there. It was always a headache.
It started out great.
Yeah.
It got too big.
And I feel like that's what sort of our view of the beauty community, it's sort of like it tracks it. It's like the same sort of roller coaster.
Oh, it is.
You know, we really we really love the community. We wanted more interaction. We would try to do things where we would do like meet people and, you know, would giveaways and this and that. And we really wanted to give back. We really wanted to nurture the community. And then it just got out of hand. We didn't know how to deal with it. There was backlashes where people would get upset at us. And then it would just become toxic. And we just couldn't deal with it. We were too overworked. We were tired. And we were too resentful of having to deal with negative things in our daily life that we never sort of talked about, whether it was just a simple fucking hate comment. Or like I sent a screenshot to Mum the other day about one that was held for a review, and it was like fucking bagging us out and saying it was just... And she's like, how do you deal with that? And I'm like...
You've got to ignore it. And I think the saddest thing about the negativity is you cannot ignore it.
No.
So many people say, just ignore it, just ignore it, just ignore it. You can't. If you ignore the negative stuff, you miss out on the good stuff as well.
Yeah.
And that's the saddest part, because you go into our comment section and it is actually overwhelmingly positive. The problem is, for every negative comment, it does twice the damage that a positive comment does.
Or more than that.
More.
No, because I would liken it to if you've got an email inbox.
Yeah.
Nice, 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 work, work, whatever, whatever. Yeah. And then like fucking verbal abuse, I'm going to come and kill you.
Yeah.
You fucking slut.
Yeah.
If you get that every, say, 10 or 20 emails, which ones are you going to remember at the end of the day?
Yeah.
It's not going to be the great work, good on you.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Like, it's not going to be those. It's going to be the threatening things that really stand out to you.
And but that's the thing. Like, stuff like that damages people more than the positive stuff. The positive stuff is what helps to uplift you and keep you up there and keep you happy and glowing and, like, you're all good. But it's the little, like, damaging things that take you down and put you down and keep you down for... Yeah. Much longer. Yeah. And anyone who's
ever... builds up as well.
And anyone who's ever been in a situation where they have had to live through very negative things, they'll understand how damaging that is and how it doesn't actually go away. No. Those negative things stick with you forever.
You might forget the comments or the interactions, but the effect it had on you is a lasting effect.
Yeah.
But I think the difference with this year, so 2019, and I'm curious to see what 2020 is going to be, I think we learnt to pull back, to compartmentalise. We did, for a long time, have to ignore a lot of the comments and only go in there, like, 2018, 17, 16, we read every single fucking comment. And we probably read it two or three times just to make sure we didn't miss anything. This year, I would say lately we've been pretty good with comments because we're in a good headspace.
Yeah.
But at the start of the year, we would put up a video and I'm like, God bless.
Off you go. Into the nether.
See you
good
later.
Good luck to your son. Yeah, sweet sailing.
Yeah. We had no idea how it responded. Yeah. We didn't give a fuck. And we were just like,
our mental health is more important than reading the comments.
Yeah. So we really pulled back a lot. But I think this year as well, it's going to sound really counterintuitive and a bit strange, but the blessing has been that we've had no successful videos.
Yeah.
Now, that is bad in the sense that our channel has not grown.
Yeah.
We have not been making money. Mm. But at the same time, vast majority of the comments have been beautiful people because they're the people that consistently watch our content. And you do get the occasional angry person or the person abusing you or whatever, and that happens every other day, but at least it's like one every 200 comments, so you know the balance is a lot better, and I can go to the comments now and not feel
safer.
Anxiety
because
I used to wake up and be like, oh my god, we published a video today, oh my
I
god
know.
What am I gonna wake up to
comments.
I don't
want
to do this, I don't want to start my day, and it was really like hard to deal with. I think this year's been great because I found that the really negative comments often came from external people that didn't know you, was seeing you for the first time,
or
didn't
it was
like
the same troll with 50 accounts.
Yeah, that happens too. Fucking get a life. So you know, so I think this year it's been a lot better in that regard. It means that we've had like no growth or no like success. We've had no opportunities. Nothing has come our way. But at the same time, it's become a nicer place, and it took a few months, probably 6 months, to actually come back around to be like,
yeah,
no, I dig this again. I cut off the gangrene leg, yes. which was the group.
And I've tried learned how to walk with my crutches.
I've cut off a lot of negativity and things I don't trust and people I don't trust and all this kind of weird shit. Yeah. And now I'm back at appreciating the positive, which is a really good place to be at. But of course, that means that we're actually really reluctant to get successful videos and grow our channel, which means we're just stagnating, which is sad. But it's also better for our mental health. Yeah. And I think that sort of leads into where we sort of want to go next year. Yeah. And also thanking the fact that people have been okay with us having sponsors.
Yeah.
Because without having the makeup breakup videos do well and be big videos that pay us our wage, we wouldn't have been able to survive maintaining Beauty News without sponsors. No. So that has really... stopped us having the pressure of we need to keep making more content, but also resenting having to make more content.
Yeah, I think, like, I know that I would not be willing to, like, go back to 3 videos a week. No. I would prefer to just get a 9-to-5, to be perfectly honest. Like, if it come to that, I'd be like, nah, I'm not, like, I'm not willing to put myself back in that place because it was a dark place for me. Like, I don't want to say that, you know, I hate saying it was a dark place because a lot
there's
of people...
There's much darker places
in the
world.
There are much darker places, but for me at the time it was, and I feel like I've just sort of got my head above water again.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some great things about having this as a job, and they have always kept me going in the short term.
Yeah.
But in the long term, I could never see this as being a career because I never felt like I desired the fame or the attention.
No,
or
I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be Instagram famous, YouTube famous.
No.
I don't want to be any of it.
I don't want any of it. I don't want it. So I've learned that it's not for me. I don't want to go to brand events and be the face of a campaign. It's just uncomfortable. It's not for me. The anxiety comes out and I fucking hate it. It makes me so uncomfortable. So... one thing that I really do enjoy doing is definitely working with Hayley.
Yeah.
I think we work really well together. Yeah. And, whatever we do in the future, if we work together, I think we could do well.
Yeah.
I also really love sort of running my own sort of
show
business, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I just remember working at like whatever job I've had, you just lose interest and you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I've always been 100%, I want to get this shit right and I want to do it and I'm dedicated and if we have to stay up until 3 a.m. to finish this, I'm going to do it because this is our job.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoy having the passion for the job. We've always had passion for Beauty News.
Yeah.
Always
Beauty News.
Throughout the whole, through whatever years, there are some weeks where we're tired or whatever it might be.
Yeah, but we always get Beauty News.
We've always enjoyed Beauty News. It's something that we're interested in, something that we like talking about. Creating the content takes a lot of time, but we really enjoy it. Mm. So it's something that is going to stay.
Yeah.
So those sort of elements like flexibility, working on my own terms, being my own boss, knowing that if I put in a lot of effort, I see the results. These things keep me enjoying this job.
Yeah.
But we sort of want to pull back to a point where it becomes a part-time job again or even a hobby that pays a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And I think that's what 2020 is going to be for us.
Yeah. Like, we don't think we can maintain the makeup breakup. It's just...
We're not interested in it anymore.
We're not interested, and I'm sorry to say, but brands are boring as fuck, and they're not bringing out interesting, innovative stuff. It's all the same, boring ass shit.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's the way it is. And what are we going to do? Sit down and destroy yet another palette, yet another highlighter?
Yeah.
No, it's boring.
Yeah, it becomes boring. It also starts feeling really wasteful when you're not actually investigating anything.
No,
you're just doing it for a video.
Yeah.
And also we know
we're not learning anything.
We're not learning
anything. We want to learn.
And we lose money on it. Like,
exactly.
The more interesting things are the more expensive things.
Yeah.
And we...
And even that, like, that Pat McGrath video, fuck that video.
Yeah.
Sideways. Both of them.
Yeah, yeah. So we spent like $110 on a foundation and... however much on the palette, may have made us like $70, like if we're lucky. So
got our money back plus $70.
If that, Sometimes they're even shortchanged.
Lucky us.
You feel like you put a lot of work in and you're not inspired by the content.
Yeah.
I do want to still continue doing it when something interesting comes up.
We're not cutting it out completely.
No.
We're going to do it when we feel like there's something worthy of a video.
So,
and we will still probably do, like, you know, swatch videos here and there. And
maybe collection videos and stuff.
Yeah, like other content, but not... It probably won't be every Wednesday, I doubt. And it's certainly not going to be done just for the sake of making a video.
No. We used to do that a lot. And I think also at the start, in the first year, maybe year and a half, we had a lot of ideas. We've done them all.
Yeah, we have.
And I loved it. It was also so funny where you'd do like a concealer video and then you just get, can you do the same thing with this concealer instead? And you're like, why? We've just done this. Like, what are you going to get out of it? So... it just became...
You want us to swatch an 8-gram concealer after we just swatched an 8-gram concealer?
It became boring for us.
Yeah.
And, the things that I really enjoy doing is when there's a drama or a question around something.
Yeah.
Like
when
the
there's
last...
something that we can actually
verify.
Focus on.
Yeah. I really enjoy that. And I want to keep that up. And
like,
I do.
This concealer claims to contain 100 grams, but it's only this big.
Or, you know, the Kat Von D liquid liner mini looks like it's the same as the full size.
Yeah.
Does it contain the same thing?
Yeah.
Like, we love those sort of investigating things.
We do.
Answering questions.
And we'll definitely keep doing them. Because
sure.
we love to investigate
Yeah,
stuff.
We love
we
it.
Like
we
like learning.
We get so excited to do that stuff.
We're like, pumped.
Yeah, we're super excited. So we do want to continue those. And I think we're going to have to rely on our community to give suggestions when they come across those things. Because we'd love to test it. Like even that Huda hairspray versus spray, like those are really interesting. We find them really interesting.
Yeah.
So we want to do those videos when they're interesting. We just don't want to make content for the sake of content.
Nah.
And I think next year for us...
And I don't think you guys want to watch content just for the sake of content. Like,
I hope not.
I would hope that when you watch our videos, you can tell when we're really happy and passionate about something, you know, and maybe if you can tell that, you can also tell when we're not super passionate.
I know people, and that's,
you know, just a sad fact about it. But I suppose we have been trying to maintain something and we've been slowly coming to terms that we might have to put it to bed every now and then.
Yeah. And I think it took us a while to come to that decision and I think we're at peace with it.
Yeah.
This year has been like the winding down year.
I feel like it has. Winding down and recuperating.
Definitely. Yeah. Like winding down to a point where we know we can maintain this.
Yeah.
And we know that we're doing things that we want to do.
Yeah.
We're not going to just do it because we've promised 3 videos a week or 2 videos a week. So, I think, we're definitely going to keep going with beauty news because we really enjoy beauty
news. We love beauty news.
And even though that has always been the source of some of our headaches because, like, responses and whatnot.
People have different opinions on makeup. It's so subjective.
Yeah,
it's such a subjective topic. And some people, like, they get really... We get passionate. We get it.
We
get passionate as well. But you don't have to threaten to kill us or tell us to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's probably taking it a bit far.
Yeah.
But I think... it's taken this year to accept that we're not growing as a channel and we're okay with it.
We're all right with it.
To work around what we have going on to... Don't fall down. To make it sort of financially okay for us.
Yeah.
And keep going with what we are actually passionate with. And I think it's also been a good time to recover from... burnout and also negative experiences and anxieties and whatever we might have with the community and start sort of embracing it again with boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what we've learned this year and I think we're going to carry that over to next year. But like you said, I think beauty news is always going to happen.
Yeah.
When we've got a cool video to chuck up on a Wednesday or a Monday, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we're going to start looking at offline stuff.
Yeah.
Living our lives offline, which we have been doing a lot this year, looking for work offline.
Yeah.
Because we're just, we're not influencers.
No. I don't want to be.
I don't want to be. I don't want to influence anyone.
No.
I enjoy making content. Yeah. I like the creative process behind it. Yeah. I love researching makeup stuff. I love talking about it. I love playing with it. But I just, yeah, it's I don't want YouTube to be my job. It was, like you said, it was exciting times, dark times, confusing times.
It was the worst of times. It was
Yeah, it was very strange. Yeah. So I'm glad that we got to the point where we're at now.
Yeah.
We're a lot more chill with things. And, yeah, we put up a lot more boundaries. We used to find it hard to say no to certain things, like if a subscriber was going to be in town and they want to get a coffee, we'd sort of bend over backwards to try to make it work. Now we're like, we can't. I'm sorry, or I don't want to go to that event because I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't. And it's become a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's very hard to say no. Maybe not for everyone, but it is for me, and I assume to a degree it has been for you as well.
Like, I do enjoy saying no to a lot of things, but when it's like a work-related thing, or you know that someone is coming from a really great place, you do want to please them.
Yeah, you want to make people happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's also a lot of pressure to make people happy, but it comes with a price. And yeah, it's a heavy one.
So, it is. Yeah, it's been interesting.
It's been a very interesting ride, and I feel like we're talking like it's over, but it's not. It's just...
to some degree, it is over, because I think for the past couple of years, we're like, yeah, let's see if this goes somewhere. And now we're like, not going anywhere. Nah. Let's just have it back as a hobby.
Yeah.
Where it belongs.
Yeah.
Where we enjoy it. How we enjoy it. Yeah. So there is going to be changes, but Beauty News is always going to be there.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the new year as well, we can get some, because we do have friends through the community.
We actually do.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
We have some good friends through the community. So we might actually start getting some people
maybe
that have
channels. Maybe
we should
do like the good, the bad, the ugly beauty chats and like hear people's struggle stories about YouTube.
Yeah, and different perspectives from, you know, because we've got our perspective, but it is different. So it'd be cool to like start doing more chatty sort of, maybe not this long, but, you know, chatty
Sorry, Mike. I've got an itch.
You've got a scratch. Yep. Whether it's just podcast or whether it's video, we can, you know, have chats to people just in general about their experiences and how things are going and stuff like that. I think that'd be really cool. So that's something we want to try to do in the new year and just pull back to being a bit more chill. Things that we enjoy doing, not just doing it because we feel obligated.
Yeah.
I
think that's where a lot of burnout actually comes from, doing things because you are obligated, and sometimes you're doing the things that you're obligated to do but you still love doing them but you're tired.
Yes.
And you actually need a good solid break, you know, when I hear YouTubers taking like a month off, I'm like, oh, I know exactly why you're doing that.
Yeah,
good idea. You need it. You make sure you take that time. But even if you're doing something that you're passionate about, if you're doing it while you're burnt out, you are destroying yourself and you're killing your passion at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard. It takes a long time to recover.
Yeah, it does. You start to resent the work, and it's really hard to get yourself back into a place where you're like, I feel refreshed, I'm excited again, I can't wait to do this. So,
I think it clouds everything.
It does.
Even if you, and this was something I know that we both did last year, and it annoys me that this happened, but, you know, it is what it is. When you're in such a negative frame of mind and you feel like you're always being attacked for stupid things, you read things that are just, that could go either way.
Yeah.
They could be rudely worded questions, or they could be politely worded insults, or whatever the fuck it is. And you just read the negative fuck out of them.
Yeah.
You're like, that person's being an asshole. Why am I reading this?
And you take it
so badly.
Hard. Yeah.
And occasionally you'll like lash out. Most of the time you just go, fuck this shit. I've had enough.
But that stems from dealing with it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, not
knowing how to deal with it well.
That's when your armor has been like fucking worn down over a long time. And that's like a big part of burnout. Yeah.
Whereas I see negative comments now and I'm like, yeah, cool. Good story, cool. Bro.
I had one person who was go on my channel earlier this year and I ignored it like a boss. Like, I read everyone and I happily, I would read it and I would smile and I would scroll past. But then, my other very supportive subscribers were trying to defend me, and that's when I'm like, you're going on the hide list, bitch. Because you're upsetting the people who... Like, I love, and I'm not here for it.
Yeah. So I think, throughout this journey, we went into this with a lot of love and care for the community.
Yeah.
We've learned that we have to put up.
And we do still have that.
Yeah. We've learned that to feel that again, we need to put up boundaries.
Yeah.
But I think we're dealing with things a lot better now. I think I focus a lot more on the nice comments, and I don't ignore the negative comments, but I try not to take them to heart. So I think we've come through pretty well, but YouTube, I don't even know why we're still here. I feel like I'm surprised we're still here. We've still made it.
I know.
It's bizarre. So I think things are going to change a little bit next year, but
they will.
But I think it's been interesting.
It has.
I want to be a small channel again.
I know. I love being a small channel. That's why I love my channel, because it's still little.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can delete subscribers. when the crappy ones start popping up, I'll be like, are you subscribed? Delete.
That'd be good,
keep them little. Keep my little safe bundle of people.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love it when I put up a video and there's nothing but lovely things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice.
It is good.
But, I mean, it is the internet. You can't avoid it completely. And that's
just
all
as long
right.
as you're in a good place when you get the negative crap. Whereas,
And I think that's the important part. Like, if, actually, if there's advice I can give to anyone, if you're ever in a negative headspace, don't put yourself in a position where you can read.
Yeah.
Shit about yourself, because it's
that's the worst.
That's really
I've been there. And that's really bad.
That's look. If I've learned one very fucking valuable lesson, that's one of them.
Yeah. And only read comments when you're in a good frame of mind.
Yeah, just in case you do come across a bad one.
Because you will.
Don't read them just before you go to bed, or when you wake up first thing in the morning. You don't want anything like that playing on your mind when you're trying to go to sleep, or all throughout the day.
I tend to read them with my morning coffee, which is okay. I feel like it's okay, but...
do it while you still got a foggy mind so you forget about it.
Definitely. But it's an interesting one. But yeah, I think, I don't know, that's our sort of journey in this community and why we've sort of probably been less engaged and less willing to do things like meetups and closing groups and... whatnot.
I think a lot of this is kept quiet by many creators. We are absolutely not the only creators going through this or who have gone through it or who will go through it. Mm. But I don't think a lot of people talk about it. And I think when people do try to talk about it, they're sort of beat down by the vocal minority who are like, you should just do as you're told because we pay your bills.
Oh, you should be so lucky that you've got this job. I'd kill to have your job. And you're like, well, fucking go for it. Enjoy.
Give it a go.
Give it a crack.
Give it a go.
I think a lot of people, I want people to sort of not, it's a very hard to do, but I want people not to cancel everyone or judge everyone based on just a YouTube video, because there's so much more that goes behind scenes and there's so much more to people. And I feel like even though our viewers might know our personalities, I don't think they actually know us. And it is interesting when you come across people that think that they're like your bestie and you're like, we don't know each other. But so I think we're trying to be as genuine as possible online with our personalities, but we are very private with our information because we have to be, unfortunately. And it is a sad state, and I wish, I watch some smaller YouTubers and they're just so open with their lives and where they're going and what they're doing and vlogging this and vlogging that.
I miss those days. And I'm like, I want to vlog again.
Yeah, I'm like, that's so lovely, and I really sort of, it like warms my heart that they feel like they can do that, but it also makes me sad that I feel like I can't.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And especially, yeah, we've got a couple of things probably happening next year that could be big things that we could love to talk about and vlog about. And we just don't feel like we can.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's sad, but it's also a protective mechanism.
Yeah.
And it's
it only takes a few, like, bad eggs to ruin it.
Unfortunately, we've had probably tens of thousands of bad eggs.
We've had all the bad eggs.
Yeah.
So. We had a dozen of them.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. So, yeah. So that's sort of, I don't know. Candid chat about how our channel's been going and how we've been feeling. Don't take
this. We talked about a lot of negative stuff in this, but again, we want to be, you know, like you said, candid about it. We want you guys to know the facts of it, but we're also dealing with it and we are happy. Like,
yeah, and we're still here for a reason.
Yeah,
and
we didn't want to be here.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here. And
it's not hard to delete a channel.
No, it's not. Much easier than deleting a Facebook group, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Fuck, that was a hard task. We had to delete every person individually. Thank you so much for the mods for helping out.
That
was a nightmare.
So good.
But yeah, no, it's been an interesting ride. And I think now, through the kind of cloudiness of all the shit, you can come out and go, I appreciate what I've got.
Yeah.
And the people that I interact with are beautiful and we get beautiful letters and people stop us. And
oh, thank you, Anon, for my birthday card.
Yeah, very cute. We'll open that on a chat one day. But, you know, there are some lovely people out there and that's what keeps us going.
Yeah.
So we do see it and we feel it.
We know it's there.
But when you've got feel like you've got the weight
of the world.
Oh, the world on you.
Yeah, world.
It is like the little, like, silver lining, but it's really hard to just focus on that.
It's the, like, speck of light at the end of a very long motherfucking tunnel.
Yeah.
And you've cut off your two great gangrene legs and you're crawling.
And you're hobbling along and you're like, what am I doing here?
Where am I going to get out?
So that's sort of why we pulled back a bit, but we're still going to keep going. We still love the people that are very supportive and we have got back into the habit of reading lovely comments and really appreciating it. So we've come full circle.
We have. I hope we don't have to do the full circle again. Because
that's a fuck circle.
This, like, half moon-shaped part is an absolute prick and I'm not going back there.
No.
I come to that, I'm just going to turn around and go the other way. No, mate, I'm staying in the light. I'm staying in this spot.
Yeah.
Fuck that tunnel.
Yeah.
Been through there. It's
been
too
through
long.
There. It's not good. Nah. Abort.
And we'll come back in, I don't know, late Jan, early Feb with an update to let you guys know
what our plan
is.
Beauty news.
Boo news.
Stick it around.
Buddy duds. All right, guys. That's it. We hope you enjoyed this
rambly
video. And we'll see you in the next one. Don't leave any shit comments.
Yeah, otherwise
we'll delete you.
We don't delete shit comments, but I will do it. It's a promise. Right at the end of the video, you're being deleted, hon.
Everyone deleted.
You're all deleted.
The channel.
Comments are off.
Beep.
Turn the comments off. Kill the video.
That's video suicide. You can't
give a fuck.
All right, guys. We do love you. And we'll see you next time. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.